guilty. There is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Unhump Day Wednesday edition, rolling into the happier happy hour. And my little buddy Dom.
Well, what does that mean? Unhump Day?
Well, Joey Behar and Crudy are calling for a sex strike against those that would support the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
I'm down, but probably wouldn't have much impact because most of them probably aren't getting any anyway. But I like the effort.
You know, Righty Whitey Talk Radio, Clay and Buck, they were laughing at the premise. You know, Joey Behar, the happiest human on the planet right now is Mr. Joy Behar. And I'm thinking, and then they went on to insult all liberals, you know, any liberal man that would, you know, find himself attracted to a liberal woman. Well, he's been emasculated in some way because, you know, he's not woke enough, you know, to have sex with his girl would be toxic masculinity. And you know, they reminded me a lot of the reaction. You brought it up to me, Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
The 17-year-old sex trafficking,
yeah,
alleged
the degenerate from Florida. Yeah, that guy. He got a tweet. I have the tweet right here. I can actually quote.
Oh, share the tweet. Do share
Mr. Gaetz's tweet from 5:40 a.m. early riser. How many of the women rallying against overturning Roe are overeducated, underloved millennials who sadly return from protest to a lonely microwave dinner with their cats and no Bumble matches? That's
well, the
what Matt
difference
Gaetz tweeted out this morning.
With conservatives, Tom, is most conservatives that return home to their mom's basement, well, mom heated up the meatloaf for him. Just ask Glenn Grothman.
And I do take a little umbrage with this, Mr. Gaetz. As we speak right now in downtown Milwaukee at Red Arrow Park, my wife, Steph, my daughter, Izzy, and some of her friends, and I believe some my brothers-in-law, two gay men who are married, are down at Red Arrow Park protesting right now. So when he tweets that out, he's talking about my 17-year-old daughter, which is a little scary because we know what Matt's into, and my wife, who's not a millennial. And what overeducated, Mr. Gaetz? What the hell are you talking about?
He likes his girls dumb. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way they would ever accept even a Venmo from a Matt Gaetz, much less a you-know-what from a Matt Gaetz.
What this is what the Republicans are left with. Trolling. That's it. Just they're the trolling party, the fringe. They're not fringe of the GOP, and Matt Gaetz is one of their leaders.
Well, talking about another action of perhaps trolling, Ben Shapiro, something of a conservative folk hero, young lad. Ben Shapiro calls on the Supreme Court to unwind same-sex marriage. A little bit from his quote earlier today. First of all, Obergefell is a bad Supreme Court decision. And if we had a Supreme Court worth its salt, they would overturn Obergefell, but they're not going to. And then he goes on to quote the leaked Alito, Ben Shapiro, I quote here. Alito says, I think three separate times in that decision that I read in nearly its totality, this has no impact on the other cases of different lines, which is a clear reference to Obergefell, Shapiro says. Alito also suggests in the leaked opinion that the cases are the basis for the modern-day LGBTQ civil rights were wrongly decided, including Lawrence v. Texas. So Alito does make allusion to the fact that, you know, well, you can't use this as precedent, But let's look at these other laws that should be overturned.
Of course, in the same way
that we're overturning Roe v. Wade.
As soon as they get a crack, they're going to try to break the whole thing. That's how these Republicans work. That's how the Trumpsters, that's how MAGA is. They're going to break into it. They're going to try to overturn everything. And what is it about gay marriage, Mr. Shapiro, that you give a damn about? I mean, two gay people getting married doesn't impact your marriage, does it?
Not clear that Ben Shapiro's moved out of mom's basement. Ma, the meatloaf!
Terrible.
844-967-2789. Dom, you also made a fine booking. A little unexpected for you. But a fine booking coming at 5:30 Central Time. Chaz Stevens and his advocacy down in Florida where they got the, you know, don't say gay laws. And
don't say gay!
They're also, what, banning textbooks. Because, you know, they're a little too woke, those textbooks, especially
the math textbooks.
And specifically
some math books. Right. And based on what? I mean, to my knowledge, and I've seen some reporting, I haven't seen it in a while, there has been no specificity on what was canceled and why.
Oh, they gave a couple of really tangential
examples.
Well,
they find it on the internet because you saw something on the internet about a math book? Are you kidding me?
Well, Chaz Stevens, and I think we're going to like this guy, but
yeah,
Chaz.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Chaz wants to ban the Bible, utilizing that very same Florida law.
Excellent.
Yeah, we like this action.
That's a great idea.
You're going to like him, too. He joins us at 5:30, a little bit later in this big hour. Dick from Madison. Right. Welcome, man. What do you got for us, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Well, guys, I'm kind of downtrodden tonight. You know, these stories coming out nonstop with this the January 6th committee, the preponderance of evidence just keeps cascading in from everywhere. And it just looks like people are oblivious to this. I mean, this is the country here.
But, Dick, that's why you got to start tuning in on June 9th when we'll have gavel-to-gavel coverage right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw of the January 6th committee hearings, man. The public needs to be educated. Most of these interviews have happened behind closed doors. I mean, we don't even know what Jamie Raskin say, Dick. There is criminality that hasn't even been alleged yet.
Okay. I got you. But in this society where people are so, you know, just all over the map, busy with all kinds of things, I don't even know if that's going to do it anymore. I'm starting to get really worried that it's not. I mean, come on. Anybody paying halfway attention when you brought up this situation with the Proud Boys and these people, 20 years, they should be facing 50 years to life in my mind. They should never see the light of day again, ever.
Well, 20 years in a federal pen, that's a big stretch. And I got to think, Dick, some of these guys, if they were indeed conspiring in new reporting we talked about in the last hour, appreciate your call, Dick, new reporting at The Guardian and other sources reporting that the Oath Keepers called a confidant to President Trump after the mob attack on January 6th and said, "We got guns. We want permission to effectively go in violently." That's the new reporting. Well, that seems like sort of a advancement of the story, Dom. Almost like, you know, things are getting a little out of hand. And they also apparently had a pipeline to Donald Trump to ask his prior permission to go shoot up the place.
I found this one at the RollingStone.com. According to the court documents, Rhodes then called an individual over the speakerphone. Wilson, this is the guy who just pled guilty, Wilson heard Rhodes repeatedly implore the individual to tell President Trump to call upon groups like the Oath Keepers to forcibly oppose the transfer of power. To forcibly oppose the transfer of power. This individual denied Rhodes' request to speak directly with President Trump after the call ended. Rhodes stated to the group, "I just want to fight." Rolling Stone goes on and has some more details, but I thought this was interesting. I'll share just a couple of paragraphs. Can hear you, Crudy. Wilson and others arrived near Washington, D.C. in advance of January 6, 2021. Per the court documents, Wilson's weapons cache included an AR-15 style rifle, a 9mm pistol, approximately 200 rounds of ammunition, body armor, a camouflage combat uniform, pepper spray, a large walking stick intended for use as a weapon, and a pocket knife. He stayed in a room at the Hilton Garden Inn Hotel in Vienna, Virginia, that Rhodes allegedly paid for. According to Wilson's charging documents, he and fellow oath keepers were, quote, prepared to answer Rhodes' call to take up arms at Rhodes' direction, unquote. So they're waiting for the order from the founder of the Oath Keepers, who was seeking permission from a confidant of Donald Trump, and we can probably guess who that might have been, to go and start shooting people.
You act like that would be a big deal, Dom.
It seems like premeditated. It seems like conspiracy. It seems like a lot of things.
Oh, the media is just blowing it up. The only ones who care about this are the media, Dom.
Yeah, Congressman from Wisconsin, Glenn Grothman. Oh, you know, the media is the only one that cares about this. And I think perhaps to Dick's point, yeah, that's a little concerning. We have to continue to implore people. It's up to us as well, Dick. This stuff is outrageous. And everybody that we know has to know about it.
Mark, do you know what a big deal this could have been? Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, thanks, guys. And Dom, I did notice a couple of those, listening on the phone here, a couple of territorial number six you dropped, you were reporting what had been said. So, but because I could hear you guys talking in the background there. But no, it's a big deal. It is a big deal. And what are they telling me? That do I need to go and buy get the old-fashioned Greek short sword, a copus, and that's got to be, I got to carry that around with me now to, you know, bolster up my manhood.
Right.
I don't know. And as far as Shapiro, Clay, and Buck, I mean, none of those guys look like they know what to do with a real woman if they got a hold of one.
It's just beyond the pale, Mark. It's getting it. We are a Republican trolling nation, and they're doing some real damage down there. Our active protests going on around the country, certainly here in Wisconsin yesterday, Madison here in the city of Milwaukee. People should be fired up, and they are fired up. I saw Gavin Newsom from California lighten mofos up. It's a big deal, and people are fired up, certainly about the abortion issue and certainly the J6.
Come back with us. We are the Devils Advocates Radio Show. It is the Happier Happy Hour, the May 4th Be With You edition.
Homosexuality is not something that we should be supporting.
Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly.
Size matters not.
I was in the pool! I was in the pool!
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll take your calls at 844-967-2789. A new, I assume, going to be a good friend, Chaz Stevens, going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Apparently, Mr. Stevens from Florida wants Florida schools to ban the Bible, you know, using the don't say gay laws. So that's going to be an interesting conversation. I hope you stick around to the bottom of the hour.
Dominic, against my better judgment, here's CJ. Welcome back, CJ. How you doing, man?
Hello, CJ.
Hey there, gentlemen. But I do use that term loosely.
Thank you.
No, kidding. You know, as I listen to you guys, it's kind of funny because you use the happier happy hour, and you guys don't sound very happy. Now, interest rates.
Well, it's because we're talking to you, CJ.
Well, CJ, I mean, are you happy with the news? I mean, you know, the J6 committee and the testimony about Oath Keepers having caches of weapons and AR-15s and guns and ready to go shoot people. That's not happy news, right? You don't think that's good news, right?
No, and I think they're going to be punished, whoever did.
Okay, well, good. We agree on that, CJ.
What if they conspired with the former president and his staff? Should they also be punished, CJ?
Great question, Crudy. CJ?
I think we're going to find out more about that. And, you know, you're going to cover the January 6th trial,
yes,
right?
We are.
Yes.
Are you going to cover the Michael Sussman trial? Or is that going to
doubtful?
Just show how
because there would be very little public interest in an individual trial. We won't play it live. But if there's if there's a conviction there, yeah, we'll cover it. Why wouldn't we?
Well, I actually have watched this secretary who's doing another great job, like our vice president, Mayorkas, testify on the border. Boy, I tell you what, you guys really know how to pick them. Joe Biden, Kamala, and Mayorkas.
You want me to go through the list of Trump cabinet secretaries other than his own kid and her husband? Well, I mean, do you want us to compare all the super talented guys? How about Michael Flynn? He's convicted. Paul Manafort, he was just a campaign chair, but...
Current.
Oh, it only matters in real momentary time.
It's going to be the economy, stupid. And people are feeling it every day with your party.
CJ, let me ask you a question. Do you think that this abortion issue is going to drive turnout for the Democrats?
You said that the Republicans are in control? Is that what I heard you say earlier?
No, my question
I don't know what the hell
CJ.
You're talking about, CJ.
This abortion issue right now, do you think that's going to galvanize Democrats?
Democrats.
CJ doesn't listen. He just blabs. CJ.
That's too bad,
Clay,
man.
Your mama called you Clay. I'm going to call you Clay. If you don't listen, you get hung up on. See you later, Clay. 844-967. 2789. I mean, you got to play nice. You got to be able to
conversate.
We
try, man. You try, but the guy just won't shut up or answer a question. So, you know, you move on.
Moving on.
Moving on.
967-2789. Dom, do you think this is what Raskin was alluding to about crimes not even alleged prior? Because we're seeing more and more crimes being alleged. And we're seeing more and more people, apparently... Trump's inner circle. We talked before you joined me here on the air. Don Jr., Trump Jr. gave several hours worth of testimony, didn't feel the need to plead the fifth, not even once.
Yeah.
And so did his girlfriend. Well, second time around, you know, apparently she felt very sad the first time that they asked her tough questions, but she testified. Ivanka testified.
Yeah, but
Jared Kushner testified.
If I want, but my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, because sometimes I am. This was not compelled testimony, right? He was not under subpoena. He was not under oath. He doesn't. You know, this is a voluntary discussion. If he doesn't want to say anything, he just doesn't say anything. He doesn't have to declare. To my understanding, he doesn't have to declare the fifth.
You think he can just go and perjure himself in congressional testimony? Because Michael Cohen would tell you that'd put your ass in prison.
Again, he's not subpoenaed. I don't know if he's under oath.
You cannot perjure yourself in
congressional
testimony.
Well, you don't have to perjure yourself. You just say, I'm not going to answer that question. You know what I'm saying?
Reportedly, that wasn't the route. He answered the questions and did not plead the fifth. That would be contrary to our hypothetical here.
Sure. Okay. Not clear, but certainly as we get closer and closer to Trump's inner circle, I mean, the kids now, I mean, who's left? Eric did plead the fifth, right? Like 500 times. Was that in front of the J6?
Well, that committee? Was not in front of the J6. That was testimony in the Letitia James in the
New York Attorney General. Okay, that was a civil case.
Well, of course, none of the Trumps
issue.
Can testify because they certainly are criminally implicit and complicit in the... And the falsifying of tax records and inflating of documents, the values of their properties. And you know what? At this point, maybe they get charged, maybe they don't. But I keep telling you, man, I'm looking for, you know, the big enchilada. I'm looking for the Merrick Garland day. And today, I take a little bit of encouragement. I know guys like CJ showing a little false bravado. Oh, the economy's stupid. It's inflation. But when the J6 hearings start, there is going to be compelling testimony. There are going to be crimes alleged against people in the very innermost circle of Trump. I mean, cabinet-level secretaries, the chief of staff. I think Mark Meadows, he'll get a criminal referral above and beyond the contempt of Congress charge.
All right.
And probably why they move forward with Bannon and not Mark Meadows. Is it possible that maybe Mark Meadows is under other Department of Justice investigation?
Yes.
And I'm not talking about for being you know, registered to vote at three different states and three different addresses.
Besides that,
I think Mark Meadows is going to spend a big portion of the rest of his
life. Well, I wonder if the person that Rhodes, the founder of the Oath Keeper, who just got another lieutenant rolled over on him today, if he was making that phone call to Meadows, or was it maybe to Roger Stone, or was it maybe to Ronnie Jackson?
Well, it would have had to have been someone in the person of Donald Trump, right? How are you going to put the guy on the phone if you're at the Willard Hotel? So it's not Roger Stone. It's someone from Trump's inner circle.
Someone within, the call is coming from inside the building?
From inside the White House. Or at least it's being received there. Come back with us, a fine guest, first time on this show, Chad Stevens. Ban the Bible, his advocacy, Dom agrees.
Kept pretty much in the dark.
We've traced the call. It's coming from inside the house.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the happier happy hour. And Dominic, we're happy and glad to be joined right now live via Zoom by Chaz Stevens, a Florida man advocating to ban the Bible. Chaz, we are all down for political jackassery, man. In fact, it's encouraged around here, man. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, thank you, Chaz.
Chaz, let's start. This is not your first political exercise, not your first rodeo, sir. Let's enumerate a few of your other actions.
It started in 2008. I helped send three elect officials to jail. They were my local elected officials. 2013, a Festivus poll made out of Pabst Blue Ribbons beer cans. Sorry, I have an echo here. A Pabst Blue Ribbons beer cans went up in Tallahassee.
A PBR. 2015,
Gay Pride Festivus poll. And now here in 2021 or 2022, we're banning the Bible.
Banning the Bible. Florida law, and there are some new laws that have been put on the books in Florida. We know about the Don't Say Gay law, as it's been described. Chaz, the Florida and the governor there has made cultural wars sort of a benchmark. And it's our understanding that you are utilizing some of the very same Florida laws that would ban textbooks for being way too woke or teaching critical race theory, or perhaps even speaking out about sexual orientation. Well, you want to use that very same law to ban the Bible, as you mentioned. What's in the Bible that's so bad, Chaz?
Let's talk about Psalm 137, smashing me against rocks.
So it's a bad thing to teach kids about smashing babies against rocks. It seems a little violent, Chaz. What about slavery? Isn't that also in the Bible?
Indeed it is. Also adultery, cannibalism, murder, rape, all sorts of good stuff.
Well, it's almost like we'd be, you know, graphically detailed these sort of things, sir, if we were to read the Bible.
Well, we can't have any grooming going on, Crudy. I mean, what kind of people are we?
Well, Chaz, that certainly doesn't seem like the kind of literature that should find its way into a school library. So what steps have you taken to try and ban the Bible, sir?
So let me just back up for a second. Yesterday, I was talking to the folks at ABC News, and Lindsay Davis was wondering what's wrong with the Bible. You know, what did I find in the Bible? And it was, which page did you turn to? So to your question, my game plan is to just draw awareness to the hypocrisy, just draw awareness to the fact that the state of Florida legislated this. They gave me the power to ask the question, is the Bible an appropriate document in a school library? A very subtle difference. 1982 U.S. Supreme Court ruling said that schools basically have pretty much a carte blanche to discuss, to bring whatever textbooks they want in the classroom. The Supreme Court of the United States never discussed what can go in the library. The state of Florida discusses it as instructional material. They leave that wide open. They didn't discuss instructional material. So when I filed my complaint, 63 of them a week or two ago, I don't know, it's probably 2 weeks now, I thought it was just Bible in the library. Here in South Florida, pretty blue, not going to be a problem, not going to be a problem where I work in Boca Raton. North Florida, going to be a problem, I think. But then it dawned on me, instructional material would also be internet access. And yeah, the same way that the schools block access to pornography, you can't, little Jimmy can't go in the library and go to Pornhub, you know, God bless him, I wish he could. If they find that the Bible is egregious, Psalm 137:9, smash those babies against the rocks. If they find it egregious, then why can't they say, we can't give you any access to the Bible or referential material, right? Because they're blank, the math books, the freaking math books that they
the
just-
The math books, just, right. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Chaz Stevens, a Florida man and activist, and a soon-to-be good friend of the Devil's Advocates. I want to go there for a moment, Chaz. My understanding, you filed against, what, 60, according to the Washington Post, 63 different Florida school districts. But the math books, 57 math books prohibited for what? Prohibited subjects. Have you seen, have those become public? Do we know what is being declared as prohibitive?
Yes, sort of, kind of. And that's why I'm talking to you guys. I have advanced degrees in mathematics. I worked for the largest companies doing math for a living, and they banned math books. And my point is, if you have an iPhone, you should be happy that somebody opened the damn math book, because they didn't open the Bible to give you the iPhone. They gave you that. The state of Florida now has peeled back 21. So we're talking 30 books or so. They gave one or two examples, and it was polynomial factoring, you know, advanced algebra. Algebra comes back to bite us in the ass again. So it was, you know, certain number of conservatives are racist. Certain number of liberals aren't racist. You know, what is X equal? And I'm greatly simplifying it. And sure, that somehow, that example, a little weird example for math book, but that example is obviously critical race theory. Oh my God. And so therefore we have to ban this math book. I don't know.
Chaz, the one, according to the Washington Post, your petition, I'm going to quote here, as the Bible casually references such topics as murder, adultery, sexual immorality, and fornication, or as I like to think, date night, Friday night, do we really want to teach our youth about drunken orgies? Well, I got to think Madison Cawthorn has already done that. But what kind of pushback are you getting right now, Chaz?
So when I started this, and you boys like this because, you know, you guys invented beer up there. When I did the Festivus poll, yeah, I thought I was going to get the poll shoved somewhere by the Bible thumpers, and I wasn't. I got it shoved up my keister by the Festivus purists. And these are people who really took Seinfeld very seriously. And they said, oh, it's unadorned poll. Why are you putting beer cans on it?
Yes. God, you would unadorned not aluminum poll. Chaz,
yes,
you
sir.
Be clear.
And then when I did my satanic stuff, you know, I did Satan or Silence. I drove the moment of silence, the invocation out of five South Florida cities, because I, as a fake Satanist, wanted to give a satanic invitation. I got B-I-T-C-H that by the Satanist because I was a fake Satanist. I'm thinking, hello, are we all? You got the point. I have gotten very little pushback from the religious right. The typical stuff. So anonymous trolling, calling me all sorts of names. I'm homophobic. I'm a this, I'm a that. But the response has been crazy. I have a GoFundMe. I put up a GoFundMe. What I do is really expensive. It's a really expensive hobby I have. Really expensive. And it takes time. I've been sued. I've been shot at. My dogs were poisoned.
Oh,
I've lost business. All sorts of stuff. So I put up a GoFundMe. I've raised 10 grand. I'm going to take that 10 grand and I'm going to advertise and I'm going to draw awareness and I'm going to hire a lawyer and I'm going to sue Ron DeSantis. We're going to put that up on card. So there hasn't been much pushback from the religious right. I don't know. Maybe they're on, you know, god.com or somewhere and I'm not paying attention. But there are a lot of people out there who are rightfully concerned and supportive.
Yeah, Chaz Stevens from Florida suing to get the Bible banned from the schools. One other thing, and I'll let Crudia take over. You also want to apparently, what, get rid of the dictionary? I mean, don't we need dictionaries in schools? But certainly dictionaries refer to slavery, sodomy, fornication, right? What's your thoughts there?
When we, not to get back to the Festivus poll, but when we did the Festivus poll, we sat around eating tacos at the local Mexican place, and I said to my partner, Tommy, right? Tommy's a great fellow. He helps me build this stuff. I said, Tommy, what's the most ridiculous thing we can think of? What's the most ridiculous thing we can think of? And lo and behold, there's a beer can Festivus Bowl. There's three books I want. I wanted the Bible because, you know, that's just going to set people off.
Right.
The dictionary, the Oxford English Dictionary, which, by the way, costs like $1,500. It's got every definition there is. And if they're worried about us teaching kids about social emotional learning, the book's defined in there. So again, just stupid. And the third book, I'm not quite sure. What maybe Ayn Rand, you know, Ayn Rand's book?
Atlas Shrugged. Yeah.
There you go. Maybe that's it. And I don't know what the hell the problem is there, but we'll find something. It's my job is simple. There's, you know, you've heard of the tip of the spear. I'm the tippy tip. I'm the little pinprick that goes in you first. There's smarter people than me. There's prettier people than me. There's thinner people than me. There's good looking people than me. There's blah, 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 blah. You're stuck with me. So my job is just to turn hypocrisy on its head and use bureaucracy, the weighted bureaucracy, 14th Amendment. Nobody ever talks about that much, but the equal protection of the law. They got to pay me the same right, regardless of what's stupid crap I come up with, as somebody that comes in with Helen Knight or one of the large law firms.
Folks, our fine guest, Chaz Stevens, a Florida man trying to ban the Bible in Florida using a Ron DeSantis law against conservatives. Chaz, I know I might offend you just slightly, but I've got to ask, sir, have you ever considered suing the artist of that art piece, the Trump and the eagle and the flag over your shoulder, sir?
So listen.
Yeah, tell me about that picture, if you would, right. Just for the streamers.
Yeah, you like that, right? So a little shameless plug. I run a website called mountjab.org, mountjab.org. There we go. Shameless self-promotion. That artwork, I did. There was a piece of art that some Arizona artist gave to the GOP, Arizona GOP, and it's Donald Trump from the 1700s wearing this blue, looks like Liberace outfit. He looks built body of rock, and the eagle's flying overhead, and he's gonna take on America. And I thought, whatever. If you look really closely, his gun is a dong. The bird is crapping on him. The background is Moscow, and the U.S. flag is the three percenters. So we're gonna NFT that stuff. This is the reason I'm suing the state of Florida. In 2021, we put up Fauci clause. So we hired an actor. We put him in a red suit like he's Don Draper from Mad Men. Photoshopped Fauci's face on it. Made a standee, and I think the standees are made up your guys' way. And we put him up there. We also put up Tucker Carlson dressed up as the Grim Reaper. So we had these two standees. That really pissed them off. Oh my goodness. So after 10 years of allowing us to put up our Festivus poles and stuff, they've now declined everything, every one of our pieces of art. I have Ron DeSantis dressed up in leather as a leather cop on a Don't Say Gay Playboy front cover. Christina Pushaw, if you're not familiar with her, she is a vile, disgusting individual. She is the Florida press secretary, the disgusting, pus-filled person. We made her Christine She-Wolf of the Anasi SS, God Hates Ron, which was Jesus Christ, like Buddy Christ from the movie, what the hell was that movie, Dogma. I applied to put up a blank easel, nothing on it, and they told me no. So that piece of artwork behind my shoulder, that's mine. That's going to be NFT. We're going to take that. We're going to sell it. We're going to make one trillionth of a Bitcoin. We're going to make a zillion Bitcoins. We're going to take that money and we're going to give it to women in distress.
Chance Stevens, a fine guest, wants to ban the Bible and does some fine art. Sir, we'll compare jackassery again real soon. Really appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Chaz.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Sorry about the audio problems.
No religion, no anything. Hurt the Bible, hurt God.
All right, that's it, young man. No Bible stories for you tonight.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
They'd like to get Jesus.
Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I want to thank our most recent guest, Chaz Stevens, a Florida man, an activist, trying to use the Don't Say Gay laws to ban the Bible and perhaps the dictionary and maybe Atlas Shrugged from Florida schools. And Crudy, I knew I was going to love this cat because you know what else he did? He sent a bunch of butt plugs to recipients in Florida, you know, different politicians that he wasn't fond of, quoting that, quote, their heads are so far up their GD asses, so I figure when they take their heads out, they need something else to put up there. Thank you, Chaz.
You know, I promise the next time Chaz Stevens comes back on this fine program, we will compare jackassery notes. And along those lines, we welcome another fine guest, Kirk Bangstad. Always down for a little.
We're going to compare jackassery notes, are we? Okay,
yeah,
I guess so myself, I guess.
We're going to need another hour, fellas.
Hey, man, aren't you getting sued, Kirk?
Oh, man. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I got so many lawyers, I don't even remember their names anymore, man.
Well, as long as they remember yours, they probably do because you signed the checks. Kirk, welcome back to the big program. Now, Kirk is the host of his own fine program, or at least one of the fine hosts of the Up North radio show and podcast. And you're going off at 7 o'clock tonight. Before I forget to ask, Kirk, who's on your big show tonight?
So we can't not have Kristen Lyerly on. She's a friend of mine, a friend of probably your show, but she's an OBGYN in Green Bay who's just mortified at what the decision or the leak that happened a couple days ago. So we're going to talk a little bit about Roe v. Wade, and then we're going to have Ty Cornelius on, who's running as a Republican against Tom Tiffany. I call him reprimarying Tom from the left, but he's actually primarying Tom with the truth. So we're really excited to have him on. And then we're going to talk to Dale Schultz, rounding out the hour, who is first Republican who kind of bucked his party, bucked the lies, and just was started to tell the truth. So it's going to be a Republican day on the show tonight.
Now, the gentleman that you are supporting, the Republican, perhaps Republican in name only, running against Tom Tiffany, now that's going to pose a little quandary for our listeners in the Northwoods, because to support this candidate, they got to be very, very careful. They cannot vote on the Dem partisan primary and then cross over and vote in this partisan primary as well. But you pointed out something interesting to me. If this guy loses, and what's his name again? The candidate that's
Ty Cornelius. Dave Ty. He's like David II, so I call him Ty, but I think he's running as David Cornelius.
Well, if David were to lose the implausible loss to Tom Tiffany in a Republican primary in the Northwoods, and Tiffany actually appears on the ballot, and let's not forget, you've also got a lawsuit. You're suing, utilizing the federal courts. Your super PAC is funding a lawsuit trying to prevent Tiffany from appearing on the ballot under the 14th Amendment. Well, what happens if he appears on the ballot and he wins the primary? Well, that might leave your friend Ty as something of a litigant in a lawsuit, you know, doesn't it? Explain that concept to me.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, this is it. So, you were a candidate for office. Didn't you run for governor once, Crudy?
Sort of, kind of. We don't talk about that. That was a long time ago.
So I ran, you know, I ran for state assembly 2 years ago, and I had to sign this thing, a declaration of candidacy, and I had to, like, tell them that I hadn't committed a felony, or there was, like, a certain, like, stuff.
Charged,
that
never
I had
convicted
to,
in my
yeah,
case.
Convicted or committed. Those
convicted,
are two
okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah, so, like, I had a sign that said I didn't do this stuff, and if you run for Congress, you got to fill out the same forms, and you have to tell, you know, you swear under oath by signing your name that you haven't broken the laws of the Constitution of the United States, basically. So just by Tom Tiffany signing his declaration of candidacy is in my mind, in my lawyer's mind, perjury, because he did aid and abet the insurrection against the United States, and so he's not allowed to run for office, for federal office. So the fact that as another Republican running in the primary, you know, to me, that other Republican by default should be the Republican nominee in this race, because and I think my lawyers are going to prove, and I think the January 6th committee is going to prove that all these guys that said that the election was rigged were part of a conspiracy to overturn our country. So I think Tom Tiffany's not, you know, even if he wins the primary, we're still going after him until we get him removed from office.
So the jackassery will continue, and this is the best sort of jackassery. Folks, that's our friend Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company and the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack. And Kirk, I got to tell you, you were a little prescient when you rolled out the Choice Hard Seltzer. We all knew that Roe was in doubt, but now it's a little less doubtful what's going to happen. It's going to be overturned. Kirk, part of your efforts with this Choice Hard Seltzer has been a fundraising effort for what? Who benefits from the sale of the hard seltzer?
So we started. I called up Tanya Ackerman, and we had her on our show on a Wednesday, and she's the president of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. And so that was the first person I called up. I'm like, how can we help? You know, you guys are going to get under fire pretty soon if Roe is overturned. You might be out of a job. Planned Parenthood might not be able to operate, you know, like they had before, at least not give abortions and in Wisconsin. So she was like, yeah, we could use the help because, you know, we would love if somebody else were to tell this story that there's a 172-year-old law on Wisconsin's books that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, could be used to, you know, say there's no abortions, even in cases of rape and incest. And that law is, you know, could be changed by the state legislature, and it's not because the Republicans are in the majority. And so me putting that story on the back of every can in Wisconsin was increased awareness, hopefully, for people drinking hard seltzers or at liquor stores that this was happening in Wisconsin. So that's the fun. The money's going to Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin for if you buy my Choice Hard Seltzer in Wisconsin. But funny enough, the Planned Parenthood in America is worried about partnering with a booze company, so they weren't so sure they wanted to do that outside of Wisconsin. Somehow in Wisconsin, we're okay with beer companies and Planned Parenthood working together.
Were they concerned Brett Kavanaugh would buy up all the stock?
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Kirk Bankstead for just about 90 seconds more. Kirk, I want to ask you what's your sense of the tenor up north? We've been doing this, when goofing around and talking politics and talking up north, and you know, do you think that there is any sway of the, you know, Trump hold, the mega hold in northern Wisconsin?
Well, that's why I'm excited that a Republican's running for office up there. I don't think the Democrats can win, you know, a congressional office, but I think there's plenty of Republicans who don't believe that the election was rigged and are happy that Trump is no longer, you know, in office. And so I'm hoping that, yeah, while Democrats might not be able to win up here, Republicans who are honest will.
He is Kirk Bankstead. He is a fine sponsor on this radio program and this fine radio station. He also is the host of the Up North podcast / radio show. Tune in right here, 7 o'clock tonight for that. And Kirk, I'd like to thank you, a friend of ours, most importantly. Thanks for coming around. Thank you to Chaz Stevens, our fine guest trying to ban the Bible in Florida. And don't forget, I rescheduled. Charlotte Dennett will join me tomorrow at 3:30 on the big program. Stick around, Native Roots Radio, then Kirk Bankstead, Pat Kreitlow and company. They go live, the Up North podcast.
Thanks, Kirk.
Nobody f's with the Jesus.
Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that has existed in American history.
Yeah, probably.
You said it, man.